Jane Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning. A very, very sad overnight affair.
Yes, that's right. The Queen of Soul, the Queen of Philanthropy and kindness and respect, pardon the pun, but Aretha Franklin sadly passed away overnight. The age of 76 with pancreatic cancer. We know that she's been ill for some time. Stellar career, 75 million records, 18 Grammys, 75 gold records. Her family says that they will announce details of a memorial in the coming days and a tribute concert at some sort. That'll definitely happen. But tributes, they're flowing in thick and fast this morning. Musicians like Paul McCartney, Elton John, Liam Gallagher from Oasis, Barbara Streisand, Barack and Michelle Obama, the Clintons and Donald Trump at the moment, who's really sort of said that she'll be an inspiration for years to come. But I think probably the best tribute came from Elton John. He hailed her the greatest performer of all time, saying that he adored her and worshipped her. And he also admitted that the crowd wept at her final performance at the Divine Cathedral that he was there for a short time ago. So lots of tributes still flooding in, but more to come, I'm sure.
Very, very, very sad loss indeed to the world of music. And what else is happening in entertainment this week?
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld's been in the press. He opened up this week about the reason why he turned down more than $100 million, about $55 million per episode, to keep Seinfeld going on after it ended in 1998. And the reason's pretty simple, actually. He says that it's all down to quality of life. He didn't have he didn't have anybody in his life and wanted to get married and start a family. 20 years on, he hasn't looked back and he's actually never second-guessed his decision. But one thing I found really sort of intriguing is that he never watches any episodes of the show, and he said if Seinfeld does come on the telly, he turns it off straight away. So a bit of an odd one there, but I guess each to their own.
Absolutely. Lots of great entertainment news there. And there was one other story that you mentioned, we're having a little chat off air then, that you wanted to mention with regards to Scarlett Johansson.
Johansson. She's topped the Forbes Rich List this morning there, so big nod for her. She's topped it there, obviously star of the Avengers and stuff like that. Reportedly earned $40.5 million in the last year. But other people to make the list there, Jennifer Aniston, she came in third, and also some other stars on the list there, Reese Witherspoon, they round out the top five.
You're the man in the know. Just quickly, before you go this morning, I'm going to pop you on the spot. I've been talking about biggest fears. One of mine is snakes, the other spiders. What's your biggest fear, Jaden?
Oh, snakes and spiders are probably up there, but I'm not too sure. They're both pretty good, but I was scared of heights a while back, but I think I might have overcome that one a little bit.
You've conquered it. Well done. And that's what I was talking about earlier today, facing your fears and conquering them. It's a very positive thing to do. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks, Jaden.
No worries. Thanks, Wendy Marie.